let's jump to the fact that you went back to TU then.
I'll admit it right here today, okay? I was not the best businessman there ever was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I enjoyed business. I enjoyed working with employees and helping them and so forth. I enjoyed meeting customers every day and helping them. But I kept terrible books. In the wintertime, Rayco used to send letters to you as a franchise. And they said, you cut your crew in half. In the winter, you don't do as good as you do in the summer. And I couldn't lay guys off for the wintertime. I got to know them already. I knew their babies and all. So little by little, I wasn't doing the kind of business I should have been doing on 11th Street. Finally, they wanted us to enlarge our place and go into the muffler business. Anyway, I went out of business and opened up a store downtown, Central Seacover, with my good friend Fred Strauss sitting there. Because of me, Fred is a great success today. Because I enticed him to leave his job with Oklahoma Tire and Supply and come work with me. And of course, my deal never worked out. But from there, he was able to go to Fabrica and become a leading executive at Fabrica, all because I hired him.
So then you saw my life as a businessman, obviously, is coming to an end.
Yes. Now, I went into a few other businesses. One of them, I couldn't give it up. Freddie will remember. I took a school bus, an old school bus. I stripped it down, put a sewing machine on it, put up some racks, and we hung material. And I went out with that bus to the suburbs, Bristow, Bartlesville, Catoosa, wherever these towns were, as far as Muskogee even. We'd pull up into a dealer's car lot and say, we're selling seat covers. We'll make them for you right here on your lot. The only thing I need to do, I have a very long extension cord. There were no fancy ways of doing it. I had to pull out my extension cord and go into their office, plug in the sewing machine, and make the seat covers. So I did that for a while. Then I went to Broken Arrow and opened up a little seat cover place in Broken Arrow. Did a bunch of things. My wife was a better businessman than I. She had a store in Broken Arrow selling bedspreads, much better than I. But anyway, I love business. It did not love me.
So then what prompted you to go to Tulsa University?
I decided that I'm not made for this and I should go back to school. I did a whole kind of survey on myself and found that what I enjoyed the best is working with people, helping people, whatever. And I believe I even wanted to know a little bit about myself. Most people that go into psychology in school, part of why they're going there is to learn about themselves. Some of them never find out. They become psychiatrists. But I did go to find out about myself also, and it was a good field for me. I went into psychology, and we had four kids. I had to support my kids as well. So I did a bunch of things. I worked in Hebrew school, and B'nai Emunah Hebrew school. I taught Hebrew school, fourth grade. My education stopped at about third grade and a half. So I used to work out of a book, and I would write English between the lines, a translation. I'd look it up at home. And then I'd teach the class, the Gimel class. And if they got too far ahead of what I had cribbed in my notes, I was out of business. I think I was a good teacher. Because when you get children come 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we all have done it, to school, after being in school all day long, to sit and rote and sit in this chair, sorry, Rabbi, I forgot there's still Hebrew school, for 2 hours, 3 days a week or whatever, it's not comfortable for a lot of kids. We didn't know there was HDD in those days. We just had good kids and bad kids. One of the kids I had was Dr. Feiner. And because I was also going to school and learning about psychology, I thought I knew everything. And I had figured out Dr. Feiner, she had some learning disabilities. She probably would not make it because she didn't listen to me. And I had her pegged as not making it. I've told her the story many times. Jamie Cash was one of my students also. Wouldn't take any books home with him. Instead of teaching him, I'd give him books to take home, bring them back. And anyway, before I had surgery on my shoulder, he came in, Mr. Bernstein, are you ready to go? I said, yeah, but I want you to know one thing. Please forgive me if I ever said anything wrong to you. In Gimel class, I don't know if you're the kid that I slammed the chumash on his fingers while he was talking. as it wasn't him. And he said, you know, Mr. Bernstein, I put you at ease. I don't remember being in your class. That's kind of a defeat for me. And we went ahead and did the surgery and everything was fine. But a lot of the kids in this town I had figured out wrong. Well, they would lock kids in the closet. I won't even mention any more names. They were nice kids. They all turned out to be businessmen and lawyers and doctors. Wonderful men.